Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today as we continue our walk through the strange Paradiso. I have a couple of things here that I would like to share with you. They are not paranormal. They are not spooky or anything like that. But what it is maybe a little bit of theory, okay? So I'm pretty sure that there are many websites where you can read about this, what I'm about to tell you. And on many of them, they just try to throw a damp rag on the whole thing, make it seem like you're a conspiracy theorist if you are taking any of this seriously. But I'm going to tell you that this is serious and this is true. Now, some of it may be a little far-fetched, and I will let you know, but those are just my thoughts, okay? I will let you know when I get to them, some of the things that I'm not really sure about, okay? But anyways, I'm going to start off with some musicians who may be familiar to the majority of you, okay? So let's go with Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, Prince, and Bob Marley, okay? Now, these were a few musicians who tuned their music to a specific frequency, okay? And that frequency is 432 hertz, all right? Now, this frequency is known as the beat of the earth. This frequency has healing benefits. Even ancient Egyptian and Greek instruments that were unearthed were found to have been, okay, I'm reading my own writing, okay, were found to have been tuned to 432 hertz. How could that be? Okay, let's just continue on with this. Since 1953, now this is back a ways, all right? Since 1953, all music has been tuned to 440 hertz. So they changed. Now, who they are, I don't know. The people, the agencies, whatever you want to call them, who are in charge of certain things, are they. Just my own thoughts. But these people changed it, okay? And all music since 1953 has been tuned to 440 hertz. Now, this frequency of 440 has no relationship, no scientific relationship, no nothing that is in harmony with our universe. So it's something that, because music is in tune with nature, it's in tune with people, it is a frequency that actually allows us to heighten and to lift our vibration until they changed it to 440. So while it's not in harmony with our universe, and it actually can cause the brain to become agitated, 440 hertz frequently is said to have been used by Nazis to cause certain reactions in their enemies. So maybe if they had prisoners of war or enemy combatants, they could, I don't know how the frequency was used, but they could maybe play a certain music tuned to that frequency to cause things to happen, okay, to the enemy. We do know that there are actually certain devices that can be used and have been used to incapacitate people so that they can't do anything. They can't move. They just may fall on the ground. They may just not be able to move and do certain things. It affects their motor function and things like this. Now, that is something that actually been used in the modern day. So to say something like this was not used back in the 1940s by the Nazis. I mean, if you think that that's impossible, I mean, no, it's really, really possible, and it's probable, I'm thinking. So, okay, let's continue on. Music of the 432 hertz is healing, okay? That 430 hertz tuning is a healing vibration. It's not really something that you can hear. It's something that you can feel. So with the different hertz between the 432 and the 440, you can feel it. So it is said that the 442 hertz has been used to treat depression and even to repair DNA. Now, this is where, I mean, I really don't know. I'm sharing this with you. I have heard that this is a fact. I have read many different articles that states that this is factual and that this is really true. It's something that if you're interested in it, you can look into it for yourself. For me, okay, it's a possibility that it's true. But do I know for sure? No. So that's why I have to put this under theory, okay? All right, so continuing on, 432, which is known as A432, is the same as C528. And these hertz of A432 and C528, they resonate with the earth, the universe, and the human body. Now, John Lennon is said to have recorded Imagine in C528 hertz. We all know what happened to John. And there are some who say that by doing this, it actually could have led to his death. When you look in the first place at why would they change the frequency from 432 to 440? Why? And there are many different reasons given when you read about this, that all music throughout the entire world was changed to 440. Well, my personal belief is that this was all done for a reason. There was an agenda here, and it wasn't to benefit society. On the other hand, it was to perhaps wound society. When you look at the music right now, look at the music today, and you see how some of it really can agitate people. Many people are affected in different ways by music. Music affects me sometimes. It's just so, there are certain types of music that I just can't do it. Remember, I told you guys I'm a big shopping person. I was in the store one day and I was looking around and the music was so horrible. I had to leave. I had to actually get out. I tried to block it out, but it was so horrible. I wasn't able to do it. So I do understand how it can affect us, even to the point of lashing out, becoming aggressive, things like this. You know, certain music people listen to, they say, when I listen to this, it's like driving music. I drive faster, I drive more aggressive. If they're riding their motorcycle, I just ride faster, and I just feel this music like affecting me somehow, but they don't see it as affecting them in a negative way. They just see it as it affects them. Well, I'm pretty sure that if they listened to certain music on the other frequencies, 432, for example, they would feel differently. Maybe not so aggressive. It's maybe give them like that energetic feeling, but not an aggressive feeling. Okay, so anyhow, John Lennon, they say, some say, recorded Imagine in C528 Hertz. That's why there are some theories now that that could have been one of the things that led to his death, right? Now, when you look also at all the others who tuned their music to that same frequency, the ones I mentioned before, Jimmy, Prince, Bob Marley, where are they at right now? And these were very young people when they left this plane. So once again, you know, my thoughts on coincidence. This is no coincidence. There really is, I believe, something to all of this. So if you would like to look into this more, once again, it's A432 and C528 Hertz. And those were changed in 1953 to 440 Hertz. So you can look into that. I find this stuff really interesting. And I'm pretty sure if we dove into this deeper and took a really good look, we would find more things that have happened and that could possibly be related to this changing when they changed the frequency. Okay, 1953, what were people listening to back then? Like Elvis? I mean, I think it was probably like Elvis in that... It's kind of like rockabilly music, but I don't know if they called it rockabilly back then, as well as a lot of the real old oldies that people listen to. So the music was a lot more mellow. Once you got into the mid-60s, that's when the music really changed. So it took a little over 10 years for not the tuning, not the frequency, but the actual music to change. I was talking about it with someone that I'm acquainted with who's older and who remembers the music and when all that stuff first happened in the 1960s. And he was saying that it was really a wild time back then because, for one thing, no one had heard that type of music before. He said, like, a song like White Rabbit by the Jefferson Airplane, a song like, you know, by the Doors and stuff like that. He said that no one had heard that type of music before. So it went from being kind of like bland and innocent and like a lot of love songs to something that was more aggressive and they were singing about other things than love. Just like when punk rock, when that whole thing started, that was a little before my time. I mean, I missed the initial invasion of the whole punk rock thing, but because I was young and it's not like I could go to the dirt box clubs or anything like that. But I liked it because I did not like love songs. It was aggressive, some of it, but the real punk rock music, the sound quality was bad. It was raw. It wasn't all polished like music later on that was known as alternative or new row or even ska. All that music just became really polished. It just took on a whole different thing. Even though some of it's really good, it just didn't have that raw sound as the original punk rock did. And once again, you're dealing with frequencies. So anyhow, I just wanted to share that with you. But that really got me about, I mean, when I initially started looking at this, it's because I saw an article about John Lennon. And someone stated that their belief was that John Lennon was killed because he recorded Imagine in 528 hertz. So you can take a look at it, guys, see what you think, and if it interests you at all, you can look at some of the others as well, okay? Now, this next thing that I want to share, this is not theory. This is something, I mean, you can go find this on YouTube. And I was so blown away by this, okay? Because it's like, what does this say? What does this mean to us, like in the big picture? And how many others were aware of this? I mean, this just speaks so loudly to me of a deception and a huge, giant lie, okay? So, maybe some of you already know this, but I didn't know this. So, in 1998, Prince was performing in Holland. And he may have done this at other places also. And I had to go listen to this. And I just listened to it even today. And I can't believe it. And it's clear as day. There's no mistaking it. Nobody can tell you, oh, he's really not saying that. He's really saying something. No. He is actually out there. And he's talking to the crowd. I guess it's kind of like between songs. And he starts telling the crowd, he says, I have to go back home. I have to go back to America. And you know, the crowd's all screaming and everything like that. And he says, I got to get ready for the bomb. And I'm telling you guys, he starts to chant, okay? And he starts saying, Osama bin Laden getting ready to bomb. That is what he is saying over and over again. You know, when they're playing music in the background and he's out there saying that. Osama bin Laden getting ready to bomb. I was just like, what the heck? That was 1998. 3 years before 9/11. Who knew the name Osama bin Laden back then? I'm from an all-military family. I never heard that name until afterwards. So, you guys can go and find this right now, today, easily. And if you didn't know about this before, I mean, you're going to be just like I was. Like, what in the heck? So, when you think about it, yeah. Now, how would he have known? I mean, it's really easy to say, oh, because he was in part of the Illuminati and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know, guys. You know, we hear about predictive programming, all this kind of stuff, as well as secret societies. Okay, they may have a little, they know things in advance, but to put it out there like that, 3 years prior, like, did he have to have permission? Did someone have to say, okay, you can say that? Or did they say, we want you to say this? I have a lot of questions, but we'll never know. I'm telling you, man, even right now, I'm just like, my mind's just going like 1,000 miles an hour. Like, what does this mean? And I know quite a few people who believe the narrative, who believe that there were some bad guys who took over the planes, they hijacked the planes and flew them into these buildings and so on. I know quite a few people who believe this. And that's okay. They can believe whatever they want. It's everyone's right to believe whatever they do, okay? But personally, me, no. I don't believe that for one minute. I mean, when you think, like, planes have been taken down by birds, okay? They're flying, they run into a pigeon, and the pigeon actually takes the plane out, okay? Takes the plane down. And this thing is going to just go into a building pretty much intact, like the rear end of the plane sticking out of the... No. That's just like... No, I'm sorry. But that's just my belief, okay? So it's like, that just kind of helps it along. How are we going to believe anything that we've been told about this? And then you hear this guy in 1998 singing or chanting. You got to hear it for yourselves, guys. Okay, so anyways, I did the best I could. When I have to read my own writing, you know, with the first story, it's not easy because I'm writing things so fast. I'm like scribbling as I'm listening to certain things. So I don't know if I did the story justice or not, but it'll be one of those things that's easy to find, okay? And what it shows to me is that there's just so much going on, almost like everything that we're told, everything that happens, we have to read between each line. And it also seems like just about everything can be a tall tale, or things are left out. Some things are left out. Some untruths are inserted. The more we look at things, it's like, man, what do we know that's actual truth that we've been told all of our lives, that we've read in history books, that we see on so-called news and all of this, even a lot of alternative news. We even have to be careful about all of that. We have to vet these things ourselves the best that we can. Now, I'm not saying that everything like today, okay? I'm not saying that it's carved in stone and that everything I just said is true. Even though the Prince thing, you can hear that for yourself, okay? But I tell you guys, I don't know. I have to put it under theory, the theory category. And then you have to go and take a look and see what you think about it. Come to your own conclusion. And I know a lot of you are much better researchers than I am. I have a hard time staying on the one subject. I have a hard time staying on task, but I do the best that I can. So I just put what I can out there, and then you can take it further. As far as I have so many people asking me about, who do you listen to? Who do you recommend? And this and that. I really can't recommend anyone. And it depends, okay? If you're talking about theory, if you're talking about current events, if you're talking about paranormal, I will tell you that I used to read on, it's been so long ago, I can't even remember the name of the website. It was like about, the website was about.com, and you could go on there and you could read about gardening, about paranormal, about conspiracies. You could read anything you wanted. They had all these different categories. And there was a guy on there named Stephen Wagner. I used to read his articles because they were so interesting. And this is so many years, this is over 10 years ago. And some of these things, he was just like ahead of his time, okay? Right now, there's really not a whole lot. A lot of the stuff I do, actually, I read like news, like local news from different states. if something strange is happening and this and that, that's what I look at. But one particular person, I don't have anyone like that. And as far as alternative news, you really got to be careful. Because remember a couple of months ago, I shared with you guys that there was this one person that I would always listen to, like at least a few times a week. I thought this person was like the real deal and just seemed to be down to earth, the real deal. And I just figured that he was, you know, really close by to where so many things were taking place. Okay. Because he was by a certain border that he would talk about certain things happening where he was from and so on. But all of a sudden, he's selling stuff. Okay. And okay, that's cool. You know, I'm not a person who knows like how this just happens suddenly. Oh, I have this channel and now all of a sudden I'm selling merch and I'm getting these people to come on my show who are like big time. I'm not talking about like unknown people or just people in the neighborhood or people you just meet and they're going to share a story with you. No, I'm talking about well-known people. All of a sudden he's having like well-known people on his show like every day. So I just, you know, I still listen to him sometimes and I just kind of like monitored, but my antennas were up, okay? That alert thing was kind of like going off a little bit, like, how is this person able to do this? All right, maybe he's more popular than I realize. But it's like, in my opinion, in my own thoughts, you have to be in the mix to just be able to have certain people, even how to communicate with them, okay? I would like to interview Bill Bean. I don't even know how to do that. Like, how would I get Bill Bean to come on and do an interview? How would I get Stephen Wagner to come on and do an interview? I don't even know how to contact these people. And they probably would say, well, I don't have time or whatever. So, you know, it just kind of like, I was just thinking about it. But then that big one was when I saw this person on mainstream news. I saw this person being interviewed on mainstream news after all the talk that this person had said prior to the lamestream media and all of this stuff, and you can't trust them and turn them off and blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, guess what? This person's on the news that he was just talking about, that he'd been talking about. I was like, whoa, what? Wait a minute. So I'm thinking, so did this individual just tell everyone not to watch these channels anymore, this and that, so that we wouldn't see him? Okay. Or did he have a change of heart? Okay, well, I'm going to go on. Or is this person just a poser? So that's one of those things that I'll never know, because I would have to ask that individual those questions. And from what I have seen, anyone who dares to ask a question or go a little bit against the narrative that he is talking about is blocked. You are not allowed to ask a question or anything like that. Like if I would say, hey, so-and-so, so why were you on the lamestream media that you're always bashing? Well, I'd probably be blocked. So it's one of those things. I'll never know. But I'll guarantee you one thing. You'll never see me on there. But one of the reasons probably is because I'm just like, you know, here on my cell phone in my little guest room, and guess it's, I'm not big enough. This is not big enough to have anyone of any significant celebrity come on and let me interview them. I'm not saying never. I'm not saying it never happened. But I will say you will never see me on a news channel being interviewed. And one of the other reasons for this is because I would not let them give me a script, okay? And people who are interviewed, especially on like the local news or like the news that's on TV, cable news, whatever, streaming news, we're not really allowed to say things as we see them. So that's another reason why no one would interview me on any of those type of news shows in the first place. Because what I would have to say would not be allowed. It's not like I'm going to be out there saying F this and SOB and all that. No. But what I have to say, the things that I would address as far as current events, that wouldn't be allowed. So anyways, enough of me. And that's all that I've got for today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be back tomorrow. It all depends. I would really like to because I have a couple of more spooky kind of stuff that I would like to share with all of you. So I'm going to try for tomorrow. If not, I mean, I don't know when I would be able. Probably wouldn't be until Monday. I hope I don't have to wait that long, though. So anyways, I want to thank all of you for joining me today. Please, if you want to, just drop me a message. If you want to make a request, ask a question, share something, you can contact me, maybe_Maria@outlook.com. And I love hearing from you. And once again, thank you for joining me and for joining all of us, because this is our walk. We walk all together. Be talking to you again soon as possible. Have a great rest of your day wherever you are. Ciao.